opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It's got to be Thursday.
It is. I love Thursday.
April the 28th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7:06 in the morning. And it looks like it's going to be a nice day.
It's 56 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 80. Low of 51 on Friday, mostly sunny. We're looking for another high of 80. Friday night, 52. On Saturday, it's going to sneak up to 82. And on Sunday, up to 87. So we're looking for a little warming, sunny, and mostly clear all through the weekend. And it looks like spring is kind of fading into summer. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing marvelously well.
Well, you know, you've got a big event coming up here.
I do. We've got, boy, the big birthday party down at Frontier Senior Center on May 14th. 20 years we've been in operation. Nonprofit. No government funding. We do it all on our own, and it's owned by the seniors and operated by them. It's a great institution. Need everybody to get down there and get involved.
3 p.m. to 6 p.m. that day. It's got everything, live music, tours of the facility. Do you give a tour of the pot farm, which is one of the reasons it can stay professionally self-funded?
Hey, you know, I didn't thought of that.
Have those seniors out there, little pruning of the buds.
Yeah, well, we ran a thrift store over ETC, but I hadn't thought about it. That's an option, you know. Maybe I could get somebody interested in doing that.
I'm one of our people in the chat room. Good morning, chat room. Apparently, we just lost a $260 million satellite that was in space looking for the black hole. Now, the government knows how we feel when we pay taxes in the billions of dollars, and it seems to keep going down that same black hole.
There you go.
Thank you very much there. That's Carl's conscience. I'm not sure. There's another Carl on there, too. I'm not. Carl, what's on and more, something like that. What's one more? Carl's one more. There's people are using my name.
Yeah, there you go. So, if they want to, they can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call.
You too.
At 605-4567.
Hey, I want to thank everybody. The contest is still going on about the best urban turkey picture that you can send me. Not in the wild, not you holding a dead turkey that you just harvested. No, I don't want that. That just makes me feel bad. So send me photos of your urban turkeys, and I'm getting just outstanding ones. There's one that looked like one getting in a hot tub. It's checking it out. Others that saw the reflection in a rented car were pecking it. On the back of fences in driveways, one with his daughter sitting there, and they're both making gobbling sounds, and it's just, I mean, it's great. One, this is good. Three turkeys in the front yard and a cat, and the cat is sitting there. The three big turkeys and the cat's turned around, kind of looking like, okay, what now? Anyway, this is great. The winner gets a $50 gift certificate to View 202. And I've got a bunch of entries, and I want some more because they're all great. So I appreciate that. All right. Today, first hour is Veterans Hour. And we have representatives of three major veterans organizations. We have Tommy Key, who is the OIC of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. So he's kind of like the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
Correct.
We have Brad Long, who heads up the Veterans Resource Center, which is another great organization we have here. And Rick Ortega is on the line. Not anymore. See, that was that stinging sound that we could all hear in the background. That's what that means. And Rick Ortega is probably calling back right now, who is down from the EDD, and he handles the jobs for finding jobs for veterans also. Is Rick on the line? He's calling back on the other line. Okay. Anyway, good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Carl.
And good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Okay. Tommy, let's start with you.
Yep.
Okay. The latest on what's happening down at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Now, we've been busy down there. Last time I told you how much we brought in for last month or last year, the $89 million. And we just got a letter in just the other day from the Secretary of Veteran Affairs talking about specifically all the brand new money we brought in last year, which we brought in on claims alone well over $4 million, and one-time claims, lump sum claims, well over $5 million. So we definitely did $10 million new in the county last year, so we're excited about that.
And I like to point that out because I don't think people stop and think about it. They always talk about the benefits,
mm-hmm.
the benefits that people are getting, and they don't then connect that with you bring $10 million in through the Veterans Service Office.
Mm-hmm.
That goes right into the economy of Shasta County.
And that's more
circulates
than
right here, and
yeah.
you know that's just the new money you brought in. That
that's
is
right.
the other $89 million.
Correct.
And people have to stop and think. Wait a minute, that's money's being spent in a drugstore, restaurant, down at the bowling alley,
cars, theaters,
yeah.
The Cascade, the Civic. So what we're saying here is
these are earned benefits that these people have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Turn Rick down until he can get his coughing under control there. Rick, it sounds like you're dying at back there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll just hang on there for a second. We're going to get to you in a minute. Now, that $10 million that came in this, I mean, because now you really count it like three times.
That's
right?
Exactly what they
so
say.
So it's $30
million. Yes.
And so that $10 million becomes $30 million. That $89 million becomes $270 million.
At least.
At least
yes.
that. So that's just from the veterans, the money coming to veterans in this county.
That's absolutely right, Carl.
You know, and it seems like you all should have your own, like, building and chauffeurs. Because unlike every other organization in this, they're whining about not, you know, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. You guys are helping people, and it's bringing a lot of money into our county. So
it's earned money. I mean, they
it's earned money.
That's
see,
right.
That's
earned
the
benefits.
Other thing. It's
earned benefits.
Benefits. It's not ones that are handed to them for things that just because they got pregnant or they're on drugs.
Absolutely.
Right?
These are
service connected. And from, you know, whether it's 2 years or 40 years uh-huh. in the service. Okay. And now, Brad Long, the Veterans Resource Center. What the Veterans Resource Center does, Brad?
Primarily, we concentrate on housing veterans who are homeless or unstably housed. So if a veteran's falling behind in rent because of either medical bills or some situation, we can step in and help stabilize that household and get them back up to par with their rent and utilities. And also homeless veterans. Veterans often find themselves in transitional situations, and we can get them off the street, out of the Good News Rescue Mission, and get them housed in 6 to 8 weeks. But the exciting stuff going on is we just got approved for the Prop 41 funding for the Shasta Lake Veterans Village that we'll be building here in the next year.
Let's talk about that in a couple minutes. But
okay.
So that's kind of a real quick on what Brad does. Rick, what do you all do over at EDD? Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you all do over at EDD for our veterans?
Well, the state of California has a program that works under the Department of Labor with a grant, and it's called Jobs for Veterans State Grant. Under that grant, we basically get veterans jobs. And so I work with Brad, and I work with Mr. Keyes and Tommy, and we get them jobs, and mm-hmm. we help them. So we're cross referral all the time. As a matter of fact, Brad and I are helping out a young soldier right now. She's already in housing. I've got her a job with mm-hmm. one of the local very good chiropractors in town,
mm-hmm.
and we're all working together as a team. So that's what we're doing. We work as a team, and I think somebody coined it. I think it was Tommy said we're the three amigos.
That's right. Well, you know what? I think that's great. Hey, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here. Trish, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And this is, during this time, you can buy a Sleep Number mattress
for under $800.
What a great investment!
A sleep number means that you have the dual air controls there, so you and your partner can sleep at different firmness on the mattress. My sleep number setting is right now is 65.
Whoa. You've passed me. My 55.
You're 55. See, I'm 65 on my sleep number setting. But Linda's sleep number setting is 40. So, you know, she can sleep on that firmness that just kind of envelops her and she loves. And I can sleep there rigidly.
Here's the deal. Because
I can go all the way up to 100, by the way.
Because mine changes. Uh-huh. You know, if I've been, like, working in the yard and I need to maybe, you know, it, a little stiff that night, go in and you can put that down. Makes all the difference in the world. Because once you lay down, get at that comfortable number, you just go to sleep and you don't wake up till morning.
That's right. You know, American-made, guaranteed, named the best mattress by Consumer Report for 2015. This is great mattresses, the dual air technology they have, and then you add on to it the Sleep IQ technology. I know people have gone down there and bought them, and they tell me about it, and they are extremely happy with Sleep Number. And how do you get to Sleep Number? You head on over to the Target Shopping Center, over to the Sleep Number store over there, and you talk to any of the professionals down there, Brian Janice, or any of the professionals, on what kind of bed you need. They have so many different kinds, plus all the accoutrements that go with the bed. You won't be sorry. Trish has had hers for over
10 years.
10 years. Okay. We'll be right back with Tommy Keys, Brad Long, and Rick Ortega. It's 7:17 in the morning right here on Thursday, the 28th of April.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
I'm Joe Montez, and like most people, I'm very frustrated about what's happening in D.C. I think it's broken. I don't think there's two parties at work anymore. I think they're one party in D.C. because both of them do and say the same things, they vote the same way, and they produce the same horrific results for all of us. The career politicians, what has become known as the establishment for both sides, left and right, they're focused on things like power, profit, privilege, and party, but the only P they're missing is the most important one, and that's people. I want to run because I want to represent the people.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
The Reading chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Russell Cleaning Services, both residential and commercial cleaning. Shasta Athletic Club, the place for fitness in Reading. Revolve Solar, save on those energy bills. And Authority Property Management, the pros in property management.
Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice.
with honor. Cause freedom don't come free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, tonight, Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott. She has a North Cal limousine. She's got the new owner of Carousel. Remember Sam Allen had it down there. It was in a constant battle with the transients that were parked next to her down there. But she's got the new owner of Carousel. She's got a couple of other businesses that will be on tonight. It's going to be a great show. I'm here with the three amigos, or as somebody says, the Rangers three. Excuse me, they said Rangers, but, you know, it could have been not Marines. Okay, anyway, the three amigos. Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, Brad Long, who heads up Veterans Resource Center, and Rick Ortega, who handles the hiring of veterans over at the, I guess it's the Employment Development Department.
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome and thanks a lot for everything you guys do. Let's go back to Tommy. Tommy, a lot of turmoil during the last year.
Right.
Can I say that, the last year? Is Rick? Are you doing skeet shooting out there? Is that what's going on? What?
No, I'm up here at Antlers Resort with the U.S. Coast Guard, and there's a heck of a lot of green pollen around here.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay, I got it.
Driving me nuts.
Okay, hang on. Okay, we'll get to you in a second. There, just kind of cover your face. Hey, put your face in a plastic bag. That usually keeps that pollen out.
I have the mute button, so there'll be a time delay.
Okay, all right, Tommy. There's a lot of turmoil going on back there in the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. You've been here now for how long?
You know, three months in a week.
3 months in a week.
3 months in a week. But who's counting?
And you know what? And you're still here. So you know what? We ought to give high fives around for everybody here. 3 months. Hey, Larry. Congratulations. Okay. I'm sorry. But you, Tommy, everything I've heard, somebody that's just jumped right in there and is making the right decisions.
Thank you.
Bring that team together. We got everybody in place?
Yes. Actually, we probably will be losing one of my guys in the near future. PG&E wants to pay him a lot more money, and he's got a second child on the way. But we have a team in there. And right now, that's working good because for funding, I'm going to be able to keep Dave on even more longer. So we're going to bring him in and help us out a lot.
We're talking Dave Lanford, who used to head up the Shasta County Veterans Service Office for years.
Yep, him and Bob will both be helping me out as much as they possibly can, and so we're going to use them for a while.
Good. Now, how many people do you all see a month, would you say?
It goes up and down, but, I mean, we can go as high as 800 a month to the lowest is 500. I know.
So you're looking at least 500 a month there.
At least.
Now, okay, 500 a month. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is that's a lot of people. That's not like
25 people a day.
25 people a day.
Yes.
Okay, running like that. That's at 500 a month.
That's at 500 a month.
So, okay.
And so that's including the people that are on ongoing issues as well as new people coming in.
Correct.
So, okay. Now, what are the things that I tell people to go down and see you all the time,
yes.
By the way.
You
just,
do.
As soon as
really
you get
good.
Out of the service, come down and go see
him. I just said, you got a problem. You need the first thing you need to do is go give Tommy a call. And they do, and I've had people tell me, oh, man, and you just jumped right into it.
Yes.
Because anything that anybody brings to me, it usually starts with a 214 and being able to identify service.
Correct.
So I jump into it. I just funnel them to you like that. And so that's what, if a person, has just gotten out of the military, there's two things they need to do. They need to sign up at the VA, and they need to come see you.
I agree wholeheartedly. And like you said, bring that 214 and just come down there and just tell us what happened and what you have going on in your life. I mean, we help people with, like I said, many other projects as well. Right now, getting their kids into schools. A lot of people, if they have anywhere between a 0 and 100% rating, we can help them file a claim with the VA, and they may only get a 0%. But if they get that, their kids can go to school tuition-free as long as it's a Cal State University or University of California or community college here in California.
Can the veteran go free?
Usually off of their GI bills is how they go, yes.
But their kids can go free.
Their kids can go tuition-free.
Tuition-free.
Yes.
And that's a big thing. And, they may not think about it now, but as the time goes on.
That's correct.
It goes on. It gets big. And so when you say you help people, that some people will come in and have got injuries. You look at their 214, mm-hmm. and after you talk to them, you'll realize is that they may not have been in combat.
Right.
But there's a lot of people. You know, when you're not in combat, you train. You train for combat.
That's right.
And if you train and you train hard for combat, and you're jumping or you're coming out of airplanes or you're running up a hill, you're carrying stuff, you know, you take that wrong step, you break an ankle.
Uh-huh.
This ankle's with you the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And you know, and so this is one of the things is that if you're injured on the job, then the military and the government is supposed to take care of that.
That's correct.
And that's one of the things you come into. So it doesn't mean you have to be blown up, with an IED or gotten plunked with a round or hit with an artillery blast. It could be anything like this. And mm-hmm. some people, and I talk to people that find, they say, well, you know what, it wasn't combat. It wasn't combat, but you were training for combat.
That's correct.
Kind of thing. And you know, it's the same thing as if you had been been working as a driver for somebody and another truck had hit you. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's not your fault. You were working in your job. Do you run into that?
Quite often, guys will forget injuries that they got, that they received. I mean, I've had a guy who actually had a metal chunk be blown up and hit him in the knee, and that metal piece right there stopped all the other rounds from coming up and hitting them. And he's, you know, it's like, well, you know, my knee does bother me every now and then. I'm like, well, why would that happen? And he's like, well, tell me that. I'm like, you're lucky to be here. I mean, this right here probably saved your life, but that is an injury that you're going to carry around forever, you know. And but we do have guys, like I said, who went to basic training and got injured over and over. I mean, they just because you get injured today, you've got to go out and do PT again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day in basic training.
You don't get timeouts.
No.
Maybe in the Air Force.
All right, Carl.
Well, that's right, Tommy. I forgot. All right. Okay, now I'm going to hear Mark's story. I'm going to get an email today. What do you mean talking about the Air Force like that? I'm just kidding. Come on. But it's more than that. It's more than just helping people with their disabilities. It's also you cover the whole range of things, helping people, sending them in the right direction.
Exactly. And like I said, we are the Three Amigos, the Three Rangers, whatever you want to call us, except for the Three Stooges. I do. I mean, I
it's
work with
Brad. Like that. Yeah.
There's some days, yeah. But no, I mean, I really do work a lot with Brad and Rick. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. constantly sending people their way and vice versa. They're constantly sending people mine.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little quick break. I'm going to come back to Brad and let's talk about the types of work that you all have done. And I know that you had like 12 veterans you found homes for. And, I mean, it was kind of all at one time. And then now you're talking this other project or this other proposition money and all this. I want to talk about that. I really have, you know, so many people when you see them out in the streets, well, I'm a veteran. And I don't believe it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. There's probably some. But, you know, there was one that was trying to get money that the military ordered the Purple Heart had given him money. Then they started research and found out the guy had never even been in the service. So, you know, I that's why when people like Tommy and Brad and Rick are so important. Because, one, you establish that they are veterans. Okay, now let's put the weight of what we're doing behind that. So we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, Bastiani Arms has started 7 years ago and has made it a huge success because of their customer service, their ability to have every type of firearm you could want, all the accessories, classes in concealed carry. Gosh, what else? Hunter safety. Not only that, you can buy parts so you can build your own gun. Legally, of course. All there at Bastiani Arms. And veterans get true discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back with our friends Tommy Key, Brad Long, Rick Ortega, and, of course, Trish Clark, who is my favorite Thursday girl. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts, plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Or know the sacrifice and what it must have cost for him to love me that much.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning. It is Thursday morning at 7:33 in the morning, 55 degrees, going up to 80 today. It's going to be a nice day.
It's going to be a lovely day and a lovely weekend. Just, you know, in my high 80s looking really, really nice this weekend.
Saturday. It's going to be Love Your Pet Expo, a North State Super Adoption event over at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. They're going to have everything there, charity auctions, low-cost vaccinations, heartworm testing, costume contest, everything. Everybody's going to be there. So go on down there and to the Love Your Pet Expo and North State Super Adoption event Saturday, April 30th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then, of course, don't forget Bob and Chick's Bella Vista Farms fundraising dinner. That's tomorrow night at the Wind River Casino. It starts at 5:30 for the social hour, which gets you ready for the lasagna dinner and auction. If you get really social there with an old bar.
Then the auction goes a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah. And it goes, you know, yeah, I'll buy that. And then you get home and you've got a, you've just realized you bought half interest in a rainforest orangutan that you'll never see. No, this is all about raising money for the Bella Vista Farms annual animal sanctuary. A no-kill, they adopt them in. These are animals with special needs. Somewhat like the Three Amigos, or the rest of us veterans that have special needs. We have special needs. All of us have special needs. But these are animals that they take care of. They don't get adopted out. They don't get euthanized. They take care of them. This is their big fundraiser. So why don't you head on out there to that. Tickets available at the VCA Animal Hospitals or give Chick Miller a call at 347-0544. I highly recommend people do that. It's going to be a good time out there. Okay, I'm here with Tommy Keyes, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Brad Long, Veteran Resource Center, heads up the Veterans Resource Center, and Rick Ortega. Rick, I'm going to be getting to you in a couple minutes here, too, but I want to talk to Brad about, you were talking about this proposition, was it 41 or something?
Prop 41.
Prop 41.
2 years ago in November.
Yeah, tell us what the proposition was.
The proposition actually reallocated funds from the CalVet home loans that you get as opposed to the federal home loans. And $600 million in that, and half of it just wasn't being used. The percentage rate was too high. So veterans organizations got together and
proposed
legislation.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, they were providing funds for homes.
Home loans.
But the percentage that you were going to, that the loan percentage was too high.
Yeah.
So nobody was going to get it because you could get loan percentages everywhere else much lower.
Correct.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
Mm-mm.
Well, why didn't they put it a loan, I mean, be like the VA and put it like a 3.2 or something on it?
I have no idea, but it was a benefit to us in the long run.
Yeah.
So.
But it's typical of the way people think. Oh, look at what we've done for our veterans. Unfortunately, they can't use it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got to carve half of that out with Prop 41. Mm-hmm. And, that funding is being used for bricks and mortar to build permanent supportive housing all over California. And the first round, we got picked up funding for the Mather project. We're building 50 units down at Mather Air Force Base. And we just found out last week that we got the close to $3 million matching funding that we need for the Shasta Lake Veterans Village that we wanted to build.
Wow. When you say down at Mather, you don't mean on the base itself, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's housing for homeless veterans on the base?
There's transitional housing, permanent supportive housing that's going in there. There's also a VA clinic on Mather. So it's going to be kind of a wraparound service for them.
Oh,
right,
so
there.
Okay. I got it. Mm-hmm. All right. So you also got $3 million for your village in Shasta Lake.
Yeah,
that
was some key funding that needed to come in order to secure the construction loan and other matching funding that's coming in from Home Depot and some other sources. And so we were really fortunate. Northern Valley Catholic Social Services had proposed building on Mead Street up there back in the 2004-2005. And however, because the economy collapsed, the funding wasn't there for it. The plans were still there. Everything was ready to go. All the environmental impact statements, everything. And Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, they heard about this and say, hey, why don't you look at this and see if you could build it.
So
and
tell us more about the project. Tell us what you're building.
30 units of apartments for veterans.
Okay.
And it's permanent supportive housing. So these are veterans that have a little bit higher need for services. We'll have a van shuttle there for them. We'll have case managers. We might even have a nutritionist there. Also therapists that will be able to help them to build a quality of life that they couldn't on their own.
And continue to live there forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there rules they have to follow when they're there?
It's basically like renting your own apartment. There's going to be some rules there that, you know, would be like living in any apartment complex or any kind of...
Single people, couples?
Single or couples.
Okay.
They're all one-bedroom units.
Okay.
Legal ramifications, you know, drugs and all those kind of things?
Now, that would be an issue, like any other apartment complex that somebody would move into. So we're not going to want them hanging around in the hallways smoking pot, obviously, or drunken revelries going on all night long.
But more importantly, will you have the ability to curtail that actually say no drugs?
Because you're providing housing. They're not renting it. Is that correct?
No, they are renting it.
Oh, they are renting it. Okay.
So there's something called a HUD-VASH voucher. Mm-hmm. This voucher comes along with a case manager attached to it. And so there's going to be people, if there's some people that have TBIs, PTSDs, and sometimes the self-medication that comes along with that stuff, they're going to be going to a rehab facility. They might be getting outpatient treatment. There's going to be the case manager is going to be working with them for some requirements in order to overcome those kind of issues.
Okay, go back and TBIs and blah, blah, blah. See, you guys all know all that stuff, but there's a bunch of us out here that don't know those little acronyms.
We've got a whole bunch of acronyms.
I know you do. Every agency does.
TBI is traumatic brain injury, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
You see traumatic brain injury really since in this last you know, the last wars we've had. We probably called it other things, concussions and all this, but because due to the number of IED explosions that would turn vehicles over, and it's, you know, it's simply the same thing as what's happening to football players. When they get their, when the brain bounces off the, you know, the inside of your skull, it can cause damage. They test for it immediately, but once you have it, it does. It can have an impact on your life.
But by getting those veterans into an established regiment and the care that they need, then they can go ahead and lead a normal life and be a part of the community and not go through all of the. I mean, you maybe have a job and
it helps get them back on the road.
Sure, absolutely.
I love this, and Lori, who is one of our chat rooms, sounds like a fabulous form of housing first for homeless vets. Love this, is what she says.
We've tried multiple different programs. We have something called a grant per diem program, which is basically just room and board for the veteran for up to 2 years. And that's been successful. We have health care for homeless veterans, again, which comes along with case management and therapy and stuff like that. And they've been successful. But the best success that we've experienced is in permanent supportive housing. And we're really shifting our emphasis over there because the long-term care of the veteran is really what's important.
Do they leave? Do they graduate out of this?
No, they can stay there their whole life.
But they, I mean, if they, if they've got the support, and say they had a drug problem for whatever reason, they get off that, they get a job, they can then move on with their lives.
Sure.
I mean, do you see that happening?
Sure. And they go through the health care for homeless veterans, the alcohol and drug programs, before we would even see them at the village.
Oh, okay. So they've already been through. Well, see, and here's the thing is, this is when we start talking about this home, you know, this putting people in houses with no, you know, that went out of the Utah thing, where you just throw people in the houses and there's no rules, they don't have to do anything. I don't like that. Here, they've been through a program. They get into a place. They get long-term, you know, counseling. It helps them move on to that next step in life, where now they can come back.
Well, or they can just continue to live a life. Even if they end up living there, they can be a part of the community. They can belong to the local VFW.
Right.
They can go to functions. They can go to the Cathcade Theater, for heaven's sake.
Exactly.
And they can live a life instead of just existing. And that's what we want for them.
It's
if they're willing to help themselves.
And this is more of a model of independent living for them. They can integrate into society, and they can truly start having a life at that point.
Maybe you should go down and brief the city council and the county on this, on how this works.
We've had long discussions.
One bite at a time.
What have they said? They go,
they might decide they want to run it for you. You just leave them alone.
It's an interesting discussion. We have all these hypothetical situations to fix the homeless problem, and I just sit there and say, well, we're doing that already.
Okay, now, do the vets have to pay? You've already kind of answered this, but another question. Do the vets have to pay for their housing while they live in the village?
They would pay a portion on a sliding scale. So if they're with on a voucher, the HUD VA voucher, which is similar to Section 8, they, depending on their income, they would pay approximately 30% of their income. So you could literally have somebody on like $200 a month general assistance, and they would pay like maybe $60 a month for the rent.
But they're paying. They've got some skin in the game.
Yeah,
so
they definitely do.
I like that, too.
That's right.
We'll also have some fair market value units in there also, so they could come in and pay maybe, you know, $680, $700 a month because somebody just wants to be around veterans. They just want to live with the veterans. So it's a beautiful situation.
Sorry, say that again.
So if a veteran who's not necessarily disabled and makes a certain amount of income below 50% AMI, they can come in there and pay a full market rate on a few of those apartments to live there if they want to live in the environment with veterans.
Oh, okay. So this just isn't for homeless veterans then?
No.
Do you have many of those?
What's that?
Do you have many of those?
Not that many, but we do have a few that have expressed interest. I'd really love to live there, but I probably, you know, can afford my own apartment and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's what, frankly, is what I think they should do. And is because this is for homeless veterans, and we've got enough out there probably to fill this thing up. So, okay, that was Brad Long talking about Veterans Resource Center. We're going to have Brad come in on another day when we talk a lot more. I want to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to Rick Ortega. We can talk about the things that Rick does. There's something else, too, here. Honor Financial, they created this to employ veterans, and they do veteran loans, and part of the proceeds from the vet loan goes back into local vet events and projects. Vince Stevenson over there and his company are doing that, too. So it's a thing to help people get those VA loans. And somebody said, hey, what about it? Can they help with a home equity? And when they're talking about different types of financing, a veteran's home equity loan, about getting that refinanced and all that. And that's where that came up from. But we're here with, of course, my best friend on Thursdays, Trace Clark, and Tommy Key, Veteran Service Officer, Brad Long, who's just been speaking, the Veterans Resource Outreach Center. And then Rick Ortega we're going to get to right after this break, which is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business that absolutely has the best coffee and Espresso Joes and the finest tobacco emporium in California with a great, great walk-in humidor. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great people there support our community in a million ways, support the veteran community in so many ways. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop. It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge and Wind River Resort and Casino Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We'll have a night of jazz and fun with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonis on drums, and special guest Lou White from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River, Cinco de Mayo style, May 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared in our boots. Ain't
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Jared here is our engineer. He's finding all types of good,
great music,
great
for
music
our show.
For veteran type things and combat. Of course, it's all country. I mean, I'm not hearing too much rap music like that.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Okay, hey, we're here with of course Trish Clark, Tommy Key, Veterans Service Office, Brad Long, Veterans Resource Center, and now Rick Ortega, who heads up the is one of the main players in the veterans part of the EDD, our Economic Development Department for the state. So, good morning, Rick. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, and I've enjoyed the program. You know, you guys have a lot. We work well together, and I really want to thank the county for getting Tommy in there.
Yeah, well, you know, Tommy seems to fit right in with us. He's a little strange, but, you know. So
well, don't give him that much credit.
Okay.
3 months and 1 week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's still here.
I'm still here.
You know, and the fact is, what always surprises me is that you're still there. So that's for Rick.
Yeah.
Because Rick has no problem telling everybody what he thinks. So are you just independently wealthy, or are you just, you know, just jump into things like that, Rick?
Well, you know, I have a devil may care attitude. You know, I am retired from the Army. And, you know, this VSO here also helped me get a disability rating as well. So, but you're right. You know, even in my 20s, I knew that 127-pound pack that I was carrying, you know, around was wearing on my knees, and it did. I'm at the age now where it really affected him. But I knew that in the 20s. In my 20s.
You knew, you know, eventually it was going to catch up with you. You know, that time I augured in on a jump. I said, you know what, this is going to be, maybe I didn't think about it specifically. I was thinking, oh, this is really going to hurt when I'm 60. I didn't think I was going to be the day after 24. But anyway, okay, Rick, EDD, what do y'all do over there?
Well, that building over there on Pine Street is Workforce Services. That is a division of EDD, one of the five divisions that we have. Maybe it's six, I forget, but we get people jobs. That is a workforce development section of EDD. So we're not the unemployment office. We're not the state disability office. And we get people jobs. And I specifically, along with two co-workers and two VA work-study students, we get veterans jobs. The state has been good enough, or the federal government, both the federal government and the state, have been good enough to understand that there are some real problems with veteran employability. And there's a stigma out there that every day I go out and I battle against. Because that stigma is that, you know, well, it's not nice. I could go into all of them. But there are people out there that just don't want anything to do with veterans. For a variety of reasons.
So elaborate on that. Is that because they fear that they the PTSD thing, that they're going to have incidents because of that?
Yes. That's the biggest fear. Do
they ever say that out loud?
You know, they do off the record. And I have many conversations with many people. You know, the employer's not going to say that because of, you know, it would open up all kinds of liability for them. And not that I know of any veteran that filed something with, you know, California Fair Housing and whatnot as a discriminatory practice. You know, it doesn't go that far. But offhand, in general conversations, that is the biggest fear.
Well,
you don't want to mess with them. Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been with this for a while. Is this a new attitude, or is this something that's been around for veterans for 30 years?
Well, since Vietnam.
Okay.
And it's gotten even worse now.
Well, the comments made by some of the members of the present administration probably have a lot to do with that. I'll just throw that in for the public.
Well, I tell you what, it's not just the present administration. It's when you see movies and TV shows and people write crap. You know, I think of all the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that have served, I think it said there's like 10% that has some kind of PTSD. 10% of some
of all
kind
of the people
of
that
some
have served.
Kind of PTSD. I mean, PTSD. And here's the thing that's always offended me is that we never do a test before they come in to see what their level of post-traumatic stress already is from things like car wrecks, a bad childhood, or maybe a sexual assault before they come in the service. So anyway,
that's right, Carl.
And so
right.
For people to hold that against people, you know, say, oh, he's in a service, must be PTSD. Why not look at a woman and say, oh, she may have PTSD because somebody said something to her that offended her sexually. I mean, it's the same thing. It's such BS. So anyway, okay, so that seems to be a problem. Do you have a lot of, what kind of, is it all different types of occupations people come in to look for? That they're trained for?
You know, the veteran status, we get a lot of cross-board issues and people. some have no high school education. But those are the older ones. You know, these days you have to have a high school education just to get into the military. So we get, you know, older vets, younger vets. The ones that are especially hard to replace are the ones between 18 and 24. So we have special emphasis. The homeless vets, we target those. But, you know, everything. There's nothing unique or there's nothing, you know, predictable about the veterans that we service, because everyone has a different story.
Okay. Now, how do y'all three of you work together now, you three amigos, those three amigos? How do y'all work together?
Well, let me tell you, for example, right now Brad and I got to talk to Brad later about this one case that we got. And by the way, I want a special handout to that one chiropractor that I don't want to mention right now, but she is a wonderful chiropractor. And because of the veteran service officer down in Tehama County, she contacted me to get this.
Oh, she's down in Tehama County?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but she's in Cottonwood, actually. She ended up in Tehama County. And so I work with her as well. She's a retired Coastie. And I got her a job here at a chiropractor office. And, you know, there's some issues. You know, we're trying to get her squared away. And Brad already had her as case management with respect to a homeless issue. So we work together. We're going to continue to work together. And, one, I want to provide an incentive for the employer for helping us. And there's a work opportunity tax credit that she's entitled to.
Okay, but, let me ask that real quick, too. If you hire a veteran and, you know, as part of its training, does the state help with their wages or anything like that if you hire a veteran?
Well, now you say the state. In my realm, we are limited to the work opportunity tax credit, and that's a federal tax credit.
Okay.
In the state realm, they have a program that I'm not associated with, but I also work with, and that's at CalWORKs, and that's like at the pretty much at the county level. They pay wages. Yes, they do. And I forget exactly.
I think so. I thought they paid like half their pay or something like that.
Well, they do for a training period for a certain period of time. They can come
months.
Into the workforce and train in the jobs, and the state picks up the tab or the county.
Yeah, and I worked with a young lady named Karen Lee with the county. She moved on to another job. And she also works with me in the North Valley Employers Advisory Council. And we work together with the Chamber of Commerce. So I'm always out there in that realm, in that society, too, telling them about the three amigos, what we do, and what we can do for them to get veterans hired. Because, once again, this goes back to the whole Shasta County demographics. 20%. Why in the heck is not 20% significant to retailers, business people, voters, all of us, when we got Shasta County and 20% are veterans?
Well, and that's a demographic that we, you know, we're right in the middle of an election season, and the veterans together can make a difference about
they
who's elected.
Swing.
All
they could elect whoever they want if the veterans got together.
Yep.
Well, I can tell you for sure, as a previous elected official, that was a demographic that I was very aware of, and it was one that I always worked very closely with, because that was the difference between you get elected or you don't get elected.
Right.
And it's a pleasure to work with all of them, but you're right, they need recognition. Yeah. Let me just throw in one final thing, though. What I'm hearing with all three of you is, if you just recently were released from the military, or you know someone, you've come back into the community, first thing you need to do is go down and see the Veterans Service Office and just see, let them know you're there, make sure there isn't something you need to do to touch base with all these things.
So how do they get a hold? I want phone numbers for every one of you and where you're located. So, Tommy, you first.
We're at 1855 Shasta Street. Telephone number 530-225-5616.
It has a little flag out in front?
It has a little flag out in front, right across the street from the Black Bear Diner headquarters.
Right. Okay, Brad.
We're 153 Hartnell, Suite 100, in the same parking lot as Roundtable Pizza on Hartnell, just up the street from the VA. Our phone number is 223-3211.
Rick.
And we're at 1325 Pine Street. And my number is 225, area code 530, 225-219-4.
I just want to thank all three of y'all, because it's, you know, Tommy, you just got into it, you know,
three months, a week.
Brad, you've been around here for several years, and Rick, you've been doing this for several years. I just want to thank you all for everything you're doing to help our veterans. You know, once a month we're going to be coming in here and talking about this, but if there's other things special that's going on, then we can always push it. The other thing is, too, is are y'all working with the VA clinic?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody's saying that? Okay, good. Right. Okay, three of you go.
And one final thing, thank you all for your service.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay, guys, thank you very much. Now, when we come back from our break, we're going to have Dr. Piyush Dhanuka will be here talking about anything that Dr. Dhanuka wants to talk about. It's always interesting. We'll be right back.
Business Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The U.S. economy inched forward at the weakest pace in 2 years in the first quarter.
The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product inched up by 0.5% in the first quarter. That's down from 1.4% growth in the fourth quarter. During the first 3 months of 2016, consumer spending slowed, business investment plunged, and exports declined even further. The January to March performance was the poorest showing since GDP contracted by 0.9% in the first 3 months of 2014.
Jeremy House reporting first-time jobless claims were up by 9,000 in the latest report. That word out today from the Labor Department. Some Republican observers believe that Donald Trump lacks the broad appeal needed to pull off a win in the general election should he capture the party's nomination. But Trump told NBC's Today Show it's not true. Just look at recent election results.
In all of those exit polls, I led with women, and I led with women by tremendous margins over all other candidates.
As for Ted Cruz's decision to pick Carly Fiorina as a running mate.
Cruz can't win. What's he doing picking vice presidents? Can't win. Can't win.
Politico reporter Alex Eisenstadt says it is understandable why Cruz made the unusual move yesterday, coming off Tuesday's 0-for-5 finish against Trump in the Northeast primary.
The bottom line is Ted Cruz had to do something. He has nothing to lose, really.
Eisenstadt telling the Salem Radio Network that even with Cruz's selection of Fiorina, he has an uphill battle against frontrunner Donald Trump. Vice President Biden has arrived in Baghdad.
The vice president's visit is intended to help Iraqi leaders resolve a political crisis that has hindered efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. In recent weeks, the Obama administration has increased its military role in the fight against ISIS. Because of security concerns, Biden's trip was not announced in advance. The vice president landed in Baghdad at midday after an overnight flight from Washington.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting more on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
A government review shows a Veterans Affairs regional office in Kansas listed erroneous medical conditions for 36 patients who filed appeals after having their claims rejected because of the false information. John Cooper is a spokesman for Concerned Veterans of America.
It's unacceptable. I mean, the VA and we as a nation have made a promise to veterans and said, we're going to take care of you when you come home. And you stepped up, you answered the call to serve, and they've done that. And when they come home, they don't have a VA that they can always count on.
On Capitol Hill Wednesday, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain introduced the CARE Veterans Deserve Act.
We've learned a lot of lessons since our first VA reform bill passed. Now we need another VA reform bill to take advantage of lessons learned.
Senator McCain says the new bill would eliminate the 30-day waiting period before veterans could seek medical care outside of the VA network. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Senators are demanding answers about major drug price increases by Valeant Pharmaceuticals. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
Senator Claire McCaskill decries the hyperinflation of drug prices on the part of Valeant Pharmaceuticals.
The average price of Valeant's top 30 products is up 78%.
William Ackman, a major investor and board member at Valeant, doesn't deny that and even apologizes for it.
I regret that we didn't do more due diligence on pricing at Valeant.
So what, asked senators, is he going to do about it?
We have a new CEO starting probably Monday. A lot of the board is going to turn over.
Valeant is just one of several pharmaceutical companies under scrutiny for hyperinflation of drug prices. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, it's a mixed bag. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is off by about 30 points. The NASDAQ is up by 22. More details on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Trish Clark. It's Thursday today. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a great show. She's got the new owner of Carousel down there on in the middle of Library Park. She has NorCal Limousine. She's got all types of stuff going on. It is exactly 8:05 and 41 seconds right now at 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got a lot of people in there. Good morning, everybody. And, of course, Trish Clark is with me. It's Thursday.
Good morning. I just love Thursday mornings. It's 55 degrees in downtown. Ready? We're looking for a high of 80 degrees today and sunny. Low this evening of 51. On Friday, mostly sunny and a high of 80. Friday night, a low of 52 degrees. On Saturday, we're going to be sneaking up to 82 degrees. And on Sunday, we're looking for a high near 87. So we're actually getting into official spring leading to summer here, I believe, and going to be a really nice weekend, but still cool enough to really enjoy. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, talking about how warm it's going to get. We had Alliance Heating and Air over to our house a couple of days ago. And what they do is they come in, they change out all the filters, they look underneath your house, make sure everything's okay, there's not water standing or there's animals there. But they also clean, make sure the air ducts are good, check the thermostat, making sure everything is working that way. Why? Because you've got to make sure your air conditioner is working well, one, but that you can save money, that it's working efficiently because the cost, of course, electricity going up all the time thanks to the Democrats who want to. No, it is. It's true. It's yeah, Democrats yeah. Because they – never mind. I don't even want to get into it.
And better to do that before it turns 110
degrees. Before it gets to 110 degrees because I tell you what, Martin and his people, a veteran-owned business, take care of their customers. Voted best in the North State in 2015. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. One of our writers here in the chat room says that he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder mm-hmm. from the Obama administration.
I think so. We're probably all suffering from that, and we'll be for a while.
Yep. Okay. And people here are saying that Dr. Danuka is one of their favorite people.
Thank you.
Already.
That's very generous of them. Thank
Dr.
you.
Dr. Paige Danuka is joining us today. Good morning there.
Good Dr. morning,
Carl. Good morning.
Good morning, Trish.
You know, I thought about you so much. I mean, we see each other, of course, all the time. Well, not all the time, but on enough occasions, or you know, we stay in contact. When I see things, I go, "Oh, I wonder what Dr. Danuka, I wonder what Paiush is thinking about that." My latest one, though, is the doctors in England are on strike.
Oh,
and
okay.
I saw that, and you just happened to be coming on, and I thought, "Oh, this is so rich that here's the doctors in England on strike." And we're pushing socialized medicine over here. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, this reminds me. I don't know if you recall this or not. I think this was 5 years ago or
yes,
so when I started
yes, it was.
Coming on to your radio station. And we had this conversation. And I hate to be right sometimes. Because if I recall, 5 years ago, I mentioned that the direction we are taking in healthcare is going to lead to doctors striking.
Yeah,
it will.
Yeah.
And the reason I don't mean to brag about it, but this is from the experience. Because when I grew up in India and I went to med school in India, doctors striking was a common occurrence there. We actually used to go on a strike every year in a good spring weather, because weather was nice, and we had to strike every year at least once. We just had to.
So when you strike, do you walk on picket lines, or do you just kind of like just not show up?
So basically, the way it works is that when you're employed and you have a socialized medicine, most doctors, not most actually, all doctors are employed. They might do some work on the side, but they get their employment directly or indirectly from the government. And then they are unionized. So just like any other union, they have the right to go on in a strike, which includes going completely off the work. And, you know, certain options you have. You can cut down the work, you can slow the work, you can reduce the work hours. But doctors in India have been on strikes as long as several weeks and even more than a month or two. So what you're seeing in England is just the beginning. I mean, if I understand it correctly, then this is the first time in the history of NHS. NHS is the
National Health Service,
which is equivalent to Medicare in America, and kind of equivalent because it's universal, not just for the elderly and the disabled.
Well, and we're heading towards that.
We are heading towards that. So they, junior doctors, I think there are approximately 30,000, 40,000 doctors in England who decided to go on a strike over wages. And the background is they were offered a contract which increased their wage by 13%, 13 to 14%, 13.5%. And they rejected that, and they decided to go on a strike in three sessions of 48 hours each. So first one was the beginning of April, second one was just recently, and I think the third one is early next month. And they don't take care of emergency patients even, not even emergencies.
Wow. So, and this is because doctors, if they're to practice medicine, have to be licensed by the government.
Well,
is that correct?
Licensed is a requirement even in the United States.
Right, right.
But they actually are paid by the government directly.
Okay.
So, because the government controls the health care and is paying for all the health care in England. But we are going, and 5 years ago when we had this discussion and Obamacare was coming in, what we discussed at that time was that more and more government control is going to lead to doctors losing their private practices.
It's happening.
And becoming directly or indirectly dependent on the government, and then they will become unionized. And then they will, naturally, will expect the same workers' rights, collective rights, not individual rights, collective rights, as any other unionized workers, and they will go on strike. Whether the patients get hurt, get sicker, or die will not matter at that point, because doctors will have no relationship left with the patients.
Now they just become the proverbial number.
The proverbial number.
And but, you know, when this is in England and you talk about India, but the reality of the fact is right here in Shasta County, on a daily basis, we have doctors leaving their private practice, joining up with groups to
HMOs.
Cover all the HMOs, joining up and going, losing their private practice because they cannot meet the mandates of all the record keeping that now has to be all computerized and all of those things. They can't do it.
Well, we are going to open a can of worms here.
Well,
let's open this can after the break, though.
But, when we come back, I know a lot of your regular listeners know who Dr. Danush is, but let's do an introduction so that the new listeners can have a clear understanding of the background and everything.
Absolutely. Yep. And I do want to do that because here's a man and his wife that could be anywhere in the world, literally,
Exactly.
Anywhere in the world, and they're ready, California. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. Jerry and his people over there. In fact, Jerry's going to head over to the house here soon and walk through our house and say, oh, my gosh, I bet it gets hot in this room because the sun pours in and there's nothing to stop it. So this is a guy that can come in, look at your house, look at your budget, and put things on the windows. It'll just be absolutely fabulous, whether they're just, you know, regular window coverings, blind shades, draperies. Give Budget Blinds a call, 226-9027, or visit them on the website at budgetblinds.com. Great people over there, too. Our guest, Dr. Paige DeNuca, Trish Clark, and I are here. It is 15 minutes after the hour of 8. 55 degrees, going up to 80 today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Montez for Congress 2016.
I'm Joe Montez, and like most people, I'm very frustrated about what's happening in D.C. I think it's broken. I don't think there's two parties at work anymore. I think they're one party in D.C. because both of them do and say the same things, they vote the same way, and they produce the same horrific results for all of us. The career politicians, what has become known as the establishment for both sides, left and right, they're focused on things like power, profit, privilege, and party, but the only P they're missing is the most important one, and that's people. I want to run because I want to represent the people.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell, all at Haven Humane Society just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You give such good music there, buddy. Trish Clark and myself are here. It's Thursday. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. On today, the 28th of April, 59 degrees, going up to 80 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. A lot of stuff going on here. Our guest is Dr. Paige DeNuca. And before we get into the next part about records and how we're driving doctors out of business, let's talk about Dr. DeNuca and his family. That how'd you, you know, here's a gentleman that could literally, he and his wife, who is also a trained physician, could live anywhere in the world. How did you get to Reading? Sometimes we forget that, you know, to ask you that.
I grew up in India and trained in the New York area. After finishing my fellowship there, and my wife finishing my fellowship, we were looking for a place which we can call home and where we can have our kids grow up and we could live for the rest of our life. So we actually traveled all over the United States. And we had never heard of Reading before. But we wanted to, we had this kind of idea in our mind that we wanted to live in a place which is not too big, like a big city like New York or San Francisco, but at the same time has accessibility. It's not too far from a big city, so you can go to, you know, airport, and if you need something, you can go there. And it had to be beautiful. It had to be beautiful. It had to have a good climate. It had to be surrounded by mountains with a river running through it. And most importantly, we wanted to live in a place where we could call this place home. The people, our friends, they can become our friends. We can become their friends and we can become family. And our kids can have that growing up here too. And Reading, we felt, was a place where we could have all of these things. And we have been here for a long time, and since then we have looked sometimes to just think, hey, do you think there's any other place like Reading in anywhere else? And we cannot find any other place like Reading in the United States, or for that matter, anywhere else, where we could have all these things, where we could have a family and become part of a bigger family, become part of a bigger community, accepted well, and grow roots here.
So that's great. It's a good story, and I think sometimes we have people tune in that you know, think, "Well, who is this guy?" We don't, you know. So that's good. A little background. So now let's talk about the fact that a lot of our doctors, now the law about everything has to be, the records all have to be on a master database.
Well, if allow me a little bit of going into the background for this,
please.
So, historically, doctors and patients have had a relationship which we call doctor-patient relation. And it's based on one thing and only one thing, which is trust.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say that is I have been sick. My family members have been sick. I have been on the other side. If I go to a doctor or I take my child to a doctor, the reason I choose that doctor is because I have said trust. That this doctor, even if he's not God, he cannot fix everything, but I trust that he or she will try his or her best to make me or my family member better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a patient trust in the doctor. Doctors also have a trust in the patient that the patient is coming to them, that patient is coming to them for only single purpose of getting better, not for any secondary gain. This is a historic relationship which we all swear by, as physicians are sworn by. And somehow that relationship is being lost. And I would venture to say it's not just being lost, it's actually being actively killed. And why is it being killed? It's being killed so that few people can control the profession of medicine, but more importantly, they can control the lives of the people in the population. Why? First of all, healthcare is almost 20%, 18-20% of the economy. Right, mm-hmm. There, it's a huge, one of the single biggest consolidated chunk of economy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you control 20% of consolidated chunk, you can have a huge control on economy. Second, it's so personal and so material to people's lives. If you control healthcare, you can actually control their lives.
Absolutely.
If you know about their vulnerabilities, if you know about their sad feelings, if you know about their emotional connections, which is all encompassed in healthcare, you can actually control their lives. So, what have the ruling class always looked for? Ruling class of any country, any nation, their single most important first goal is to control their own people. And they may do it in the name of the good of the people, but their goal is to control the people. And healthcare is one of the best way to control the people. So, for the longest time, especially in last 60-70 years, there has been a gradual push to control people's life by controlling health care. Medicare achieved that objective partly. It provided health care network to the people, safety network, which was a good goal, but it could have been done at local level, it could have been done at state level or county level. Once you make it centralized, it becomes much more controlling of people's lives. Over the last 20-30 years, it has been increasingly controlling. And to add that to that is Obamacare. The whole objective of Obamacare was not to provide affordable care or not to provide universal care. Those were just the slogans used. The primary purpose of that was to control more and more of health care. Right now, almost 70 to 80% of healthcare in the United States is directly controlled by federal government.
Yes.
Rest of the 20-30% is indirectly controlled by them. And what they have done is increasingly tried to get the individual small practice physicians out of practice. And that, I believe, is intentional. That's not an accidental event. And they have done it by increasing the requirements of mandates of whether it's medical records, whether it's regulations, whether it's cost control, whether it's price fixing, whether it's making them more difficult to survive, in especially the smaller practice. In Reading, we still have small practices, but in big cities, they have virtually gone over the last 10, 15 years. Even in Reading, in last 10 years, half of private physicians' practices have left practices. In primary care, maybe even more. In specialties, half, or maybe even two-thirds even, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And those few who are left are few idiots like me who are just hanging in by their nails because we refuse to go away. Because why? And if I have time, I'd like to tell you a story.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we got time. We got till 9 o'clock.
Let me tell you a story here. As part of, I was a faculty member at New York Medical College before I moved to Reading. And there, one of my job descriptions was to help improve a prison healthcare facility. So there was a county prison, and the healthcare there was in a big mess. So they asked me to help improve it. And I worked there for a few months. And that's one where I realized the critical need of patient-doctor trust relationship. Why? Because when I went there, the prisoners there did not trust me. Why? Because they thought that I was part of administration and they had no choice. There was no choice. There was no freedom for them to choose their doctor. They had to see anyone who was sitting on the table. So they didn't trust me. That I will try my best to do for them. On the other hand, as a physician, I couldn't trust those prisoners because I didn't have the choice to choose my patients. I had to see whosoever came across a desk. And I didn't know whether he had a secondary interest, whether he wanted something just to get out of a labor or get out of prison or something. So the suspicion from both sides, the lack of trust in both sides, that's when I realized how critical this patient care doctor relationship is, this trust is. And for me, from that point onwards, that became sacred. That's something I cannot let go of. Because when I need something from a doctor, I want to go to a doctor, I want to choose a doctor who I trust will try his best. So I swore to myself that that's something I will live my life by. And the reason I am hanging by my nails and other people like me are hanging by nails are those. We don't want anybody else to destroy that trust relationship between me and my patients. So only few of us are left. Increasingly, they are getting out of practice. It's only going to get worse. The sad part is we have been on the same in the same place for the last 5 years. We've been talking about it. And it's all coming true.
No, it's all coming true.
We are just a few years behind England. You will see the strikes here soon.
Well, we got to take a break here.
Okay.
But I'm just going to go into the break without anything because that's a very powerful story.
You've got to trust your physician. Physician's got to trust the patient. They've got to build this up. And what we're seeing here with Obamacare and this type of atmosphere is that forcing people into a program doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be getting good care, because then the doctors are also forced.
Yep.
And now you've got people that are angry, maybe subliminal angry, yep. but yep. they're still angry that they've been forced into something and they don't have a choice. And there is so many other ways to be able to accomplish this.
Freedom. But freedom is the
freedom. Freedom is the bottom line on this, that if there is people that need help and that there's different ways of doing this besides crashing a whole system, because the way I understand it, United Healthcare, one of the largest insurers in the nation, just pulled out of the Affordable Care
yep.
Act because it's a mess. There's others that are pulling out right and left. You've got people that haven't signed up. There are millions and millions of people short. This has been a disaster, and nobody seems to understand that. And now now that I've got people doing other people's taxes, the amount of money they're having to pay in because of Obamacare is just, I mean, they're just flattened by this. So we'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka and, of course, Trish Clark. It's 8:30 in the morning here on Thursday, the 28th of April. 59 degrees out there, going up to 80 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shoppe. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shoppe. Join me this Mother's Day at View 202 on the Veranda. Hi, this is Linda Bott. May 8th is Mother's Day, so bring your mom and the family for a special Mother's Day brunch overlooking the beautiful Sacramento River from 10 to 4. There will be special prices for seniors and children. Make a great Mother's Day memory this May 8th with jazz on the veranda with the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble and a very special Mother's Day brunch menu. Call View 202 for reservations today at 226-8439.
Hey everybody, this is Summer Chappelle inviting you to the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary Dinner and Auction on April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. Social hour starts at 5:30 with a dinner at 6:30. Come join me and my friends for an evening of fun, great food, a fantastic auction, and plenty of good old country music. Get your tickets today at the VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick Miller a call at 347-0544. Can't wait to see ya!
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, and she's got a number of great guests. New Care Center owner, North Carolina Limousine, music, dancing, everything on 6 p.m. tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, best place in the area, or maybe anywhere, to get a haircut. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop. Like I said, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. On Cypress Square Shopping Center off Athens Avenue, right up the street from Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. Being the last Friday of the month, I bet they've got some kind of huge, great dinner going on. They do it once a month on the last Friday of the month. A lot of times it's German food. I guess I'm going to have to check that out this time. That's on Athens, too. Our guest, Dr. Paige DeNuca, of course, Trish Clark, here with me. And Trish is just starting to levitate off her chair because Dr. DeNuca has gotten her going here. When we're talking about socialized medicine and strikes in England, National Health Service, it's coming here. It's coming to your local medical facility. Not right away, but
well,
it
a good
is
share
going
of it
here.
Is already here.
Well, let me tell you, in the military, you have got like a National Health Service. You go in and you see a doctor, you'll never see him again, or her. And you go from station to station, you see doctor to doctor. That's just the way it is in the military. You expect that. Since I've been here in Reading, I've seen one doctor for 8 years. That's the longest I've ever seen a doctor in my life, by at least double, maybe even triple the times. And it's over at the VA. And so when you start talking about that trust that Dr. DeNuca is talking about, you build up that trust with that doctor, and he knows who you are, you know who he is. You know, we can come in there and go through a physical and talk, and he knows what I've been, where I've been. He's got my records there. And he can talk about the future, where sometimes when you've got a new doctor every time or somebody really doesn't give a damn, that you don't have
your number.
Is it too late to fix?
Oh, you know.
I mean, we're heading down that road. I mean,
is this something that can't be turned around?
If they defund parts of this and they take away a lot of this and they say, okay, we're going to keep some of it, but, you know, this thing about everybody's paying in, everybody has to do it, I mean, can they fix this?
We can fix it only if we understand the problem first. Right now, on the political horizon, I don't see any politician, any bureaucrat, or any big force who understands the problem here. And I had some hopes from this election. I had high hopes last year that things will change this year, but my hopes are diminishing rapidly.
After they took over the Senate and the House of Reps.
Right, and I hope that the country will go in a better direction, but I'm already looking past this year's election because I have no hopes left from this election.
2016?
Yes.
You mean for the president?
Everything.
Every time.
but that's a topic for some other day.
Yeah.
But for now,
okay.
But for now, what I want you to understand is that if you want to reverse this, we have to understand the crux of the problem. And there's an article, there's an opinion editorial article I wrote in newspaper right last year, which kind of touched on the subject. But the crux of the problem is anything which is too big to be good. Why? As human beings, we care for each other only if we have a connection. And whether you're a religious person, spiritual person or not, we still feel this human connection to other humans. And that's almost like a connection from soul to soul. So when as a physician, I go in my practice in Reading, this is what I enjoy. That's why I live in Reading. When I go out of my practice, I go to Costco. I go to Walmart. I go anywhere. Everywhere, I'm greeted by patients who say, "Hey, doc." And sometimes, I may not even recall exactly who the person is. They have to remind me. But when I shake their hand, when I look into their eyes, there is a connection built, which I have to carry in my practice. And I have to remember that these people are not just patients, they are part of my extended family. And that
statement you just made, I'm sorry, I had to interrupt on this one, is beautiful. And this is where that doctor-patient relationship is so important. They are part of my extended family.
And that is built. That's not just a theory. That's built on a practice. That I see these people outside my medical office, in my community. I shake their hands. It's a physical contact. It has a very critical value. It's an eye contact. that imprints on my memory that these people are human beings, not just patients, not just medical records, not just numbers. But if a person works in a huge, big machine, like VA, or like an HMO, or any other big organization, or in a socialized medicine like National Health Services of England, or in Soviet Russia, when they had socialized medicine for everyone, machine doesn't have a soul. And working in that big machine, you're part of a small part of that big machine, you don't have a soul anymore. So the person who comes there to your office, you see that person as just a soulless robot or a number or a medical record. Now, add to that that you are frequently changing the doctors, which, you know, you said for 8 years you have this.
For the military, that you just expect
right,
that.
Right, right. But in normal, in civilian
normal
experience,
life,
you don't expect that.
Right.
And you said in Reading you have had one doctor for 8 years.
Yeah.
But in a big cities, that doesn't exist.
Right.
So that's why I love Reading, because I wanted to practice in a small city so I can have a direct relationship long term with them. But in big cities, even in VA, they don't have that relationship. So, first of all, you're part of a big machine. So, machine doesn't have a soul, so doctor doesn't have a soul any longer. Then, if they change frequently, if you see different patients every time, or patients see different doctors every time, that connection is lost. That's why there's an old saying, everybody's job is nobody's job. And that's the classical problem of socialism. Because everybody's responsible for this patient's care. There's push towards social medicine, not personal medicine, not customized medicine. So the relationship is broken, and after some time, physicians stop seeing their patients as human beings. They see their patients as cases, medical records, or numbers. And then, from there on, if they have to go on a strike, that feeling doesn't occur to them, that they're hurting someone, because they see that, oh, I'm being hurt if I'm being paid less wages. So, they have no hesitation going on a strike. What we are seeing in England is not a far-fetched thing. We are only a little bit behind on the curve, but we will get there. Mark my word, if we continue on the same trajectory, we will continue there and we will reach there. So how do we reverse that? We have to understand that first, that anything too big is too big to be good.
But let's go back to, I mean, we do have, excuse me, the conversations have gone on. The conversations have gone on that are talking about, first thing I'm going to do if I'm elected is I'm going to defund Obamacare. I'm going to get rid of it. Is that possible? Is that...
Well, it's quite
even
possible.
Even though it's not probable.
It's quite possible. It may not be probable because there's no political will to do that. However, the possibility is there and it should be done. Ideally, we need to. And people will say, well, we cannot go back in time.
Yes, you can.
But ideally, the doctor-patient relationship should be left for the doctor and patient to decide between them. And those who need help, those who cannot afford the health care, the government's job is to provide a safety net for them. The question is, how do you provide that? That should not be provided at central service level or a federal level. That should be provided at county level or a state level.
Mm-hmm.
Because Medicare, when they pay for health care, federal government is not producing anything. What they are doing is they are taking the dollars away from local city or county or state and bringing it back to you and saying, well, now we are so generous that we are giving it back to you. The reality is every time a dollar travels from Reading to Washington, D.C. and comes back, it has been half eaten and maybe one-third wasted, and we only get few cents back on a dollar we sent to D.C.
But you can translate that and follow right straight through with everything else,
absolutely,
whether you're talking the education system,
absolutely,
transportation system, or
absolutely,
anything. So the secret really is to get somebody in office get Washington, D.C. to go back and follow the Constitution and the Tenth Amendment.
That is absolutely...
Put it back to the states, whether it's land ownership or whatever it is.
I'm coming... That's exactly what I'm saying. You can start... You can keep nibbling on the problem of health care from the corners. You will never reach the center unless you understand the principle. And the principle is, anything too big is too big to be great. The principle is that individual freedom, individual justice is the most important principle for a good society. That this country was built on that. Individual freedom, individual rights, equality of individual rights, not collective rights, not collective welfare. So that, you're absolutely right. I'm coming, that's why I said, we can talk about these issues some other time, but it has to be individual freedom and individual level care.
Okay, got to take a quick break here. And let me just reiterate that Dr. DeNuca, when he's saying this about the socialized medicine, background is in socialized medicine in India.
And he's been there, done that.
He has been there. He's been on strike. Because at that point, and if you look at it, if it's too big, it's too big to be good, it becomes soulless, where the doctors then had no buy-in with the patients. Patients had no buy-in with their physicians because there were so many changes, so many of them, so many different things going on. So having a strike was fine because it was affecting me, and I really didn't care because those patients weren't really real.
And I was 19-year-old.
Okay, but he was 19 years old, and he was just part of going to school.
But you
went out with everybody else because if you didn't, I mean, were you going to just sit there by yourself? So this is what we're talking about. If it's too big, if it becomes so big, it can't be good, because then they lose their soul. But it becomes a bureaucracy. Okay. But a place that's not a bureaucracy is Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You don't want – there's lots of soul. There's lots of love. There's lots of caring, new ownership
and
there.
And diamonds.
There are lots of diamonds there.
Diamonds are forever.
And diamonds are forever.
Can't have too many diamonds or too many guns.
That's right. You know what? The only thing the Four Winds Jewelry needs to do is sell guns on the side. But right there, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. I can tell you this, is that they, Rebecca and her husband, have got a great operation going there. Linda goes down there. When she's looking for jewelry, she stops in there first. I know, Trish, you've always loved it down there. And they've got the only trained watch repairman in town. They are a gemologist who can design and then build and fabricate any type of ring or jewelry that you want. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. Great people doing great work down there. 222-2750. Just stop by and see them. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. We'll be right back with Dr. Piyush DeNuca.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading. This is my fight.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Pink. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
This is my fight song.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train for anywhere.
Yeah, I love that song. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment here on Thursday, the 28th of April. It's going to be beautiful weather here the next few days. All through the week's going to get warm out there.
Up into the high 80s by the end of the weekend.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Rich Novelli, who runs and owns the place, caught me yesterday. And he knows I had an injury years ago that's just kind of catching, well, that just caught up with me. So he grabs me by the arm. He said, I'm sending somebody after you. We're going to put you in the pool. And start the resistance training in the pool, which is, you know, it's resistance training, but there's no pressure on your body on this. So I'm in the pool. Linda does it all the time. They've got a very unique saltwater pool facility there at Wellgate Sports Club. And so I'm going to do that, and it's less resistance, but it also builds up because we're getting into the physical therapy. Because we're getting ready for the Spartan Run in November, which I'm inviting people out to that want to be part of our club and our team that runs in November. Down in Sacramento, it's 3 miles and over a series of obstacles. Dr. Danuka saying, no, I don't think so.
Competing with the Marines? No.
Well, this is everybody's out there. It's everybody.
It's not a good idea.
Anyway, but the sports club's got it all. Not only that, but the Wellgate Sports Club, we've got the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard course that's coming in for the rodeo. And they have free every privilege in the world there at the sports club. He's providing that for the Marines. It's exceptional every day. Care right there at Wellgate. Give them a call, 768-1205. It's a great place. Okay, Dr. Paish Danuka is with us, and he and I are going to be this Saturday at the Reading Regional Chapter's 22nd Annual Banquet for Safari Club International. We're trying to drag Trish there, too. I tell you what, besides the fact that it's conservation and everything for hunter, you know, for animals, and it's the premier organization for hunters, there's going to be a great time, lots of raffle items, lots of table baskets, lots of live auction items, everything ranging from a photo safari in South Africa to a hog hunt here in Northern California, and everything in between. It's going to be a great time. Give Larry McLeod a call, 474-5075, or just come on down to the station, 1326 Market Street, right here, and pick up a flyer, and you can get some tickets still. I think there's probably some spots left, but I'm not sure. Okay. Trish Clark and I are here. It's Thursday. Dr. Paish Danuka, we've got like 8 minutes left. Lay it on us, the last part. It's not too late.
It's not too late. It's
but
never
we
too
are
late.
Heading. But it's we are heading quickly. You know what? A lot of people have become very disenchanted, though, with this whole process of Obamacare.
Oh, well, they have good reasons to be.
Yeah.
And I myself am very disenchanted with the national politics right now. And we were discussing that can we change this? Yes. If we could come from medieval era to a modern era, if we could come from a colonial rule to a revolutionary war to America, then we can fix the things from here too, right?
Yes.
Is it going to take a revolutionary war, though?
I hope we get sensible before that.
Yeah.
However, there is a good reason that people are disappointed and dejected. I myself have been very disappointed because I was hoping that this year's election will be a watershed and will be a critical change in the character of the governance, which will be more constitutional. I'm all about Constitution. I worship United States Constitution, pretty much. I worship the Declaration of Independence. I have anchored my life in that. And this country has been anchored in Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And I was hoping myself that this will be a watershed election that will get back to the Constitution. Principle of individual freedom and equality of individual inalienable rights to be the principle which we will promise ourselves not to be destroyed, not to be crossed. Unfortunately, it seems like Constitution is last thing on the mind of the major political parties or the presumed nominees of the major political parties, whether it's a Trump or whether it's Clinton, none of them swear by Constitution, unfortunately.
But you do have one candidate who is a constitutional attorney. Why, from my point of view, I'm very disappointed that Senator Cruz did not rise to the top. Why not? He's all about the Constitution.
He is, and so was Rand Paul, right? And Cruz also is a very constitutionalist.
And a proven fighter for being elected and going in and doing what he said he'd do.
Unfortunately, he's unlikely to be the nominee at this point.
I know.
And I hope it changes, but I mean, whatever it is, what I'm just saying is that disappoints me is that the country is people, as people, forget about the politicians, as people, are we voting for Constitution? Most of the votes which are being casted in favor of Clinton or Trump are not based on Constitution.
No.
Because neither of them are talking about Constitution. Actually, both of them are very much anti-constitutional.
Bigger government. They're just fighting about who's going to control it.
Because the Constitution's basic fundamental soul of Constitution is protection of individual, God-given individual rights, equality of rights, and the government is antithesis to that. Government is a necessary evil. And both Clinton and Trump are about bigger government, and they both claim that I'm the better person to govern, just like Obama did. So in my book, all Obama, Trump, Clinton, they're not very different. But none of them is talking about Constitution, and public is not voting for Constitution. So that's the part that's why I'm looking past beyond this 2016 election. What I realize is what we can do locally as individual here is what we can do in our own community. So for that, we as individuals have to claim the power because that power is ours. That power is God-given to us, which is our right is God-given to us that we have the right to freedom, right to liberty, right to equality of rights, right to pursue our happiness. And if we sleep or we claim that, oh, what can we do? We can't help it. That's our fault, in my book. We can make a difference at local level, at county level, at state level. That's why actually, I don't want to go into the details of this, I have high hopes from State of Jefferson movement. Because it's all about representation, it's all about liberty, it's all about liberty of equal rights. In California, if we raise that to higher level, that it becomes more popular, and then I think we can make a difference.
Well, you know, funny that you should say that, because we have a caller right now. Good morning, Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Hey, Doc, how are you, my brother?
Name the devil and devil is here.
Hey, listen, first of all, I want to thank you for the invitation this weekend. And Sal and I'd love to be with you and your wife, and we'll get a rain check on that. But, you know, we have a town hall in Red Bluff, and then tomorrow we have another town hall in Lassen County. And I just want to thank you, Doc. I mean, you would be an amazing person to run for office. You've got a true heart. You believe what you say. And there's two things that really I wanted to point out that you said. Number one is without liberty, nothing else matters.
Yep.
You know, everything from who cares who the pet of the week is and who cares about the monetary system. If we don't have liberty, nothing matters if they take our stuff. And number two, following the Constitution. My good, good friend, you're so correct about that.
That's very generous of you. Thank you. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Doc, and have a great weekend. And again, you know, we'll go out there in Tehama County. The last town hall we did, we had 7 representatives. Had a good conversation with Brian Daly, too, this morning, my friend. I'll tell you about it later. I'll give you a call.
I hope he leads from the front rather than...
You know, he didn't know about CalPERS. I tried to tell him the other day, and I'm glad he stood up because I know that I sounded long-winded the other day, maybe all the time. But, you know, bringing up the CalPERS things, Brian didn't know anything about it. I talked to his office this morning. He didn't know anything about what I was trying to tell him on Carl's show. and that's why we're having a conversation on this CalPERS situation.
Okay,
I think the sad thing is that citizens who get involved are finding out more and getting more information than the politicians we elect.
Yep. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
You bet.
So, okay.
So I want to just go back and reiterate
we
one thing
like
you said.
A couple minutes left.
I understand that, but the important part is, and that's exactly what I've said, we the citizens have to take back our government, and every individual, if you're not registered to vote and you're not educated about voting or you're not doing it, then you're part of the problem. From the dog catcher right up to the president.
Absolutely. What I would suggest is don't put your hope in any person or any politician, because power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Whosoever you send, whether it's a presidential position, whether it's Senate, whether it's a local city or county, you should send the activists, not the leaders. You should send the believers, not the people who are good in debate or who just claim to protect you. Don't send the people to look out for your own personal interest or your own collective identity interest. Send the people who are constitutionalists, believe in this founding principles, which are actually eternal. And you will be on the right path, and we will turn it back. But only we can turn it back. We can only do it if we turn it back ourselves and work together on that.
Okay. Our guest today has been Dr. Paiush Dhanuka. Not as regular as you used to be, but you know what? You always pack a punch when you come in here, Doctor.
Thank
you. I always like having you on. It's great.
Pleasure talking
with you. And, of course, Trish, you know, you're always a joy to be with. And, hey, tomorrow, Friday, we got a lot of stuff going on Friday, including Pet of the Week, Terry, which we happen to like, and a lot of other people happen to like, too. So, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
U.S., the Assad regime claims there are now American boots on the ground inside Syria. Correspondent Zainab Karam.
The U.S. administration has not confirmed the arrival of any troops to Syria, but today the Syrian government condemned as a blatant act of aggression the entry of 150 U.S. troops into Syrian territory. The foreign ministry statement said that the entry of those troops is rejected and an illegitimate intervention that was done without the Syrian government's consent.
The U.S. troops reportedly in Syria to assist in the fight against ISIS. Vice President Biden turned up in Iraq today on unannounced visit. He's there for a little arm twisting, hoping to convince the country's leaders to resolve a crippling political crisis that has hindered efforts to defeat ISIS. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says Commander-in-Chief has been far too willing to openly discuss